believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So not only is everlasting life yours by believing, but to be saved from the final judgment of Almighty God, that also is yours by believing. So to know what is meant by believing is therefore of supreme importance.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, and what a crucial thing for us to understand. When we talk about believing in Jesus, we need to know what that is.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, everyone believes in something, and the question is, who or what are you believing in? We live in a culture, of course, that really encourages us always to believe in ourselves. You know, you can be anything you want to be, you can do anything that you want to do, believe in yourself. Well, the Bible does not say believe in yourself and you will be saved. It says believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
Yeah.
And, you know, there may be someone listening and saying, well, you know, my faith is very weak. Well, here's the good news for you today. We're not saved by having faith in our own faith. You don't trust your own faith. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Get your eyes off looking at how weak your own faith is and just start looking at how strong He is. He's the one who saves you. And faith is simply coming to Him and trusting Him to save you. So at the heart of believing is to give up trusting yourself and to trust Jesus and what God has done in and through the Lord Jesus, and to look to Him to bring you safely home. That's the heart of biblical faith. We're going to get at it in the Bible together today.
Well, I love that you took us there, Colin, because I think sometimes we may question whether or not our faith is strong enough. Is our faith a saving faith? Because my faith feels weak today. It's strong other days, but you're saying, no, that's not what is so crucial and so important.
Well, you think about someone standing on the ice. What makes you safe is not how confident you are when you're standing, but how strong is the ice that you are standing on. You could be very confident on thin ice and go down.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could be very shaky on thick ice and you will stand firm. You're not saved by the strength of your faith. You're saved by the strength of your Savior.
What a great truth for us to think about as we begin today's broadcast. If you can, I hope you grab your Bible. Join us in the book of 1 Timothy. We're going to be in chapter 3 today as we begin our message, Believed and Glorified. Here is Pastor Colin.
We are looking for the fourth and last time at this marvelous description of the Lord Jesus Christ who was born on that first Christmas morning. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, we read these words, "Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory." Now this verse, very obviously, is about godliness. God made you for Himself, and to be godly, very simply as we saw, means to be God's man or to be God's woman. Godliness, in other words, is the life for which God made you and the life to which God calls you. And here we're told in this verse that how we become godly is a mystery. And we saw that in the Bible, that word mystery means a secret that God has revealed, though its full wonder is still to be made known. And what God has revealed is that godliness, the life for which you were made, the life to which you are called, is possible through Jesus Christ. Great is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit. And so we have these six marvelous statements about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mystery of godliness. He is the secret that God has revealed, though its full wonder is still to be made known, of how you can come to live the life for which God made you, the life to which God calls you. We're told here that He was seen by angels. We saw last time that angels are messengers. They announced the meaning of the baby in the manger, and they announced the meaning of the empty tomb. In other words, they announced the incarnation, and they announced the resurrection. The one who was born in the manger is Christ the Lord, the one who lay in the tomb, is risen from the dead and is alive forevermore. Therefore, we saw that Christian faith is not a matter of personal opinion or interpretation. Christian faith is not based on personal feelings or impulses or even experiences. Christian faith at its heart is believing what God has revealed regarding Jesus, which is that he was manifested in the flesh and that he was vindicated by the Spirit. And this good news revealed by God concerning Jesus, seen by angels and announced by them, was proclaimed among the nations by the apostles. And of course, this is still our calling today. You can say to any person, at any time, any culture, any place, you can say there is a life for which God made you. There is a life to which God calls you. And that life, which is a life of godliness, to be God's man, God's woman, is made possible for you in and through Jesus Christ. Great is the mystery of godliness. Now today, we're going to look at how this life for which God made you and to which God calls you, how this life can be yours. And it's in the last lines of this marvelous statement about Jesus that he was believed on in the world and taken up into glory. I want today that we should see clearly what believing means and where believing leads. Now let's start here, what believing means. He was believed on in the world. Now the Bible says a very great deal about believing. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So everlasting life can be yours by believing. In the Bible, we also read these marvelous words, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. So not only is everlasting life yours by believing, but to be saved from the final judgment of Almighty God, that also is yours by believing. So to know what is meant by believing is therefore of supreme importance, and that is what is before us today. I want to suggest to you from these verses that believing in the Lord Jesus Christ involves three steps. And I hope that each and every one of us in this service today will take these steps and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, believing means that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. That's the first step, if you like, in believing, that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. Great indeed, we confess is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit. These words are a confession of faith. That is what it is to believe. It is to confess what God has revealed concerning Jesus. We confess the mystery. That is, we confess the secret that God has revealed, though its full wonder is still to be made known. And what has God revealed regarding Jesus? He was manifested in the flesh. He was vindicated by the Spirit. So very simply, to believe in Jesus means that you confess what God has revealed about him. Yes, I believe that God became man in Jesus Christ, that the baby who lay in the manger is God with us, that he is indeed Lord of all and therefore by definition must be Lord of me. Yes, I believe that he lived that perfect life that no one else has ever lived, and that he laid that perfect life down as a sacrifice for my sins. I believe that he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven, and I believe that one day he will come again in power and in glory. Now, the Bible says very clearly, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Notice the connection. You confess with your mouth, you believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You will be saved. You notice the connection between confessing and believing, because in the first instance, believing is a matter of confessing what God has revealed about Jesus. So I want to ask you very simply this morning, are you ready to take the first step in believing? I confess what God has revealed about Jesus, that he was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, that Jesus is the sovereign Lord and the Savior who was born into the world, died on the cross, and rose again from the dead. Believing means that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus.
Well, we'll continue to look at what believing means in just a few moments here on Open the Bible, so I hope you'll stay with us. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. We do depend on your generosity to keep this program on the station, but as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a choice from Pastor Colin: the CD set called Christmas Stories, or the book by that same name. Both of these include first-person retellings of the Christmas story from the point of view of Joseph or the angel Gabriel or even King Herod. And these CDs, they are Pastor Colin's original sermons that he preached. And then the book, I think, would make a great gift book, don't you think, Colin?
You know, it's beautifully produced, and it's just designed to be read with some friends, with family at Christmas time. So picture yourself in your home or wherever you're gathering with some friends, and someone says, let's read one of the Christmas stories. And here you've got the Christmas story through the eyes of the angel Gabriel, through the eyes of Mary, Joseph, Simeon, and even King Herod. And each of them could be read quite easily in maybe just 10 minutes, but the heart of the gospel is in all of them. And that's what we wanted to encourage, that families and friends would have a new Christmas tradition. Take a few minutes to read part of the Christmas story, and here's a beautiful gift book that would enable you to do this with your family or with your friends.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of this book, Christmas Stories, or the original series on CD. You get to choose which one you want as you give a financial gift and support the ministry this month. You can give online by coming to openthebible.org or call us at 877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or again, our website is openthebible.org. Well, let's get back to the message. Once again, here is Pastor Colin.
Believing means that you stop trusting in your own attempts to be godly. Now remember, godliness is the life for which God made you, and it is the life to which God calls you. But what does this godly life look like? Well, God lays it out in the Ten Commandments. And here's the first of them. You shall have no other gods before me. Now you see, that's the essence of godliness, isn't it? To be godly is to be God's man. It is to be God's woman. God made you for himself. To be godly means that you are wholly devoted to him. Or as Jesus put it, that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, here's how you get to believing in Jesus. You take an honest look at your own life in the light of the life for which God made you and the life to which he calls you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And when you take an honest look at your own life in the light of the life to which God calls you, you will come to this conclusion. I am nowhere close to being godly. I haven't even done the first thing that God calls me to do. My life is stretched out between competing loves. I love myself too much. I love this world too much. I love this life too much. And when you become convinced that you are not godly, you will say, well, this is no use. I cannot continue to put confidence in my own feeble attempts to live a godly life because these attempts at their best fall pitifully short of the life for which God made me and the life to which God calls me. That's how you will come to believe in Jesus. You won't put your trust in Jesus until you've given up trusting in yourself. Now, all over the world, friends, people are pursuing different paths in an attempt to be godly. Each of the world's religions offers a different path. They all tell you what you must do. There are rites to be observed. There are pilgrimages to be made. There are sacrifices to be offered. There are evils to be opposed. The gospel says something completely different. What God says to us in Scripture is, you're not godly. And what's more, you don't have it in you to become godly. And that, of course, goes against the grain of all that we are taught in our culture. Our culture is always saying to us, now you're a good person, and you can do whatever you set your mind to do. And we like that message, so we believe it, and we say, yes, no, I have integrity. I tell the truth. I'm a good person. And you know, the more ethical you are, the harder it is to believe that you are not godly. But if you confess that Jesus really is God with us, manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit, at some point you are going to say to yourself, if you confess that Jesus is who he says he is, if I confess Jesus, I can no longer hold on to a view of myself that is a direct contradiction to why he came into the world. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. So here's my question. If you confess what God has revealed about Jesus, that's the first step. Are you ready today to take the second step, which is to stop trusting your own attempts to be godly? And I will tell you, when you stop trusting what's not working, you will know the most enormous relief. Believing means, first, that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. Second, that you stop trusting your own attempts to be godly. And you say, where do you go from there? What are you going to put in the place of trusting in yourself? That's the third step in what it means to believe. Believing means that you trust Jesus for godliness. And isn't that the whole point of this verse? Great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness, the secret that God has revealed of how you can become the person God calls you to be. And the answer is, it's in Jesus. He was manifested in the flesh and vindicated by the Spirit. When you believe, Jesus becomes yours and you become his. Faith unites you to Jesus Christ, so that when he is yours, all that is in him becomes yours as well. Now, we're looking at the question, how can you be godly? And the answer is, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ alone, is godly in himself. We become godly in him, through him, and by virtue of union with him. You would not and could not be godly without Jesus, but when you become one with him, what is true of him becomes true of you as well. So here's my question. If you confess what God has revealed about Jesus, and if in the light of that you have stopped trusting in your own attempts to be godly, are you ready then to take the third step of believing today, which is to trust Jesus for what you do not have and to find in him the godliness that is in him alone? Actually, this analogy of marriage that the Bible uses many, many times to help us understand union with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is such a helpful picture. Every marriage involves consent. Will you take this man to be your lawful wedded husband? I will. Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife? I will. Involves consent. Let me put it to you this way, that by coming into the world, living that perfect life, and then by going to that cross where he laid down his life for us, Jesus was consenting to be your Savior and to be your Lord and to be made one with you. And when you believe, you are consenting to be made one with him, to be in him, so that that which is true of him alone becomes true of you in him by virtue of your union with him. Here's what believing means. It means that you confess what God has revealed about Jesus. It means that in the light of that, you stop trusting your own attempts to be godly, and in the light of that, you start trusting Jesus for godliness.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Believed and Glorified. And we've been looking at what believing means today. Next time, we're going to look at where believing leads. So I do hope you make it a point to tune in. But I know you can't be listening to every program on the radio, but you don't have to miss Pastor Colin's teaching. A few different ways you can be listening regularly. You can podcast the program so you don't miss a future broadcast. You can listen through the Open the Bible app to both the daily and the weekly program. You can also listen online at our website. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Our website address is openthebible.org. That's openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. It is your generosity that keeps Pastor Colin's teaching on the station. But as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to say thank you by giving you a choice. We want to send you either a CD series called Christmas Stories or a book by that same title. Now, the CD series is the original messages that Pastor Colin preached in his home church, The Orchard. But Colin, is the book basically just that? I mean, is it the CD messages just in book form?
No, this has taken the essence of the message and put it into a much shorter form. And it's designed really to be read with family or friends at Christmas. If you picture being with friends or family and someone says, why don't we read one of the Christmas stories? And here's a short version of the Christmas story seen through the eyes of the angel Gabriel or Mary or Joseph or Simeon or Herod. You could read one of these easily in 10 minutes, and all of them get to the heart of the gospel. That's what we've wanted to do, to give people a resource that you could use with your family or your friends to read part of the Christmas story, so that the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be clear to your family and your friends. Very simple, and it's beautifully presented. The team has done a marvelous job in putting these Christmas stories together.
Well, we would love to send you a copy of this series, Christmas Stories on CD, or Pastor Colin's book by that same title, Christmas Stories, as our way of saying thank you for your support. You can find out more, give online at openthebible.org, or call us at 1-877-673-6365. That might be easier to remember as 877-OPEN-365, or again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time.
This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. Where will it eventually lead if you believe in Jesus? Find out the Bible's answer next time on Open the Bible.